Just Jenna hanging out with you today. It's Star 99.9, and we're chatting with Susie Calabrese. She's a home expert, and she's going to talk to us about the ways we can celebrate Dad this weekend for Father's Day at home. So, Susie, what do you have for us?
Absolutely, Jenna. Yeah, Father's Day is an opportunity to celebrate all the incredible dads in our lives and really express our gratitude for their love and their guidance and support, however your dads are showing up for you. So as we prepare to honor dads this Father's Day, I think it's essential to consider what are his unique preferences in the ways that he's going to feel loved the most. Jenna, this is your first Father's Day celebrating your daughter's father, right? So are you excited to kind of give back all the love you felt this past first Mother's Day?
Yes, I am. So for Mother's Day, he got me like 5 bouquets of flowers and he just put them all in one vase. So it looked like this giant bouquet. Yeah, and it was just like such an expression of love and appreciation that now I'm like, what do? I get balloons? Like, what do I do for him?
Yeah, he went over the top, so no pressure for you there, I guess, right? Yeah, I mean, that's awesome. And we spoke earlier around that time about like a mom's love language and how this can help guide in making her feel special. And I think the same goes for dads. We can't generalize what every dad wants, right? I mean, you shouldn't do that with anybody. We all kind of have our own uniqueness about us. But when we're thinking about how to celebrate at home, we can tailor our celebrations to make our dads feel really recognized in a way that they'll receive it. So let's start with words of affirmations. If the dad in your life values verbal expressions of love and appreciation, take the time to write him a heartfelt card. Your admiration and gratitude for all that he does will mean more than any gift could really buy. I know this is a big one for my husband, like I said, and I don't know always what to say in those moments. So sometimes I just think about specific qualities or actions about him that I admire. And I think also being intentional to vocalize your love and appreciation throughout the day or the whole weekend, you know, might make them feel great, even if it's a little uncomfortable for you because it's not something you intentionally always do, although it is a great thing to do. And quality time is another love language. This is my dad's personal favorite. And this can be a fun one because spending meaningful moments together and planning out activities to do can be something active or something more like relaxing. For example, if your dad enjoys golfing and maybe you don't, you know, maybe you go with him and you like that. If you don't, maybe offer to go to the driving range or even mini golf, like something in that range together that can really engage his hobbies and interests. Jenna, which one of these, does any of these speak to your dad's love language?
Yeah, it's got to be quality time. So whenever I am spending time with my dad, I try to make sure that like I've got the phone away and that I'm giving him like my immediate, undivided attention so that the moment it just feels a little more special.
100%. Yes. And my dad's like old school that way. Like he's never on his phone. So, you know, that's really distracting if we're having that in a conversation. And for someone like us who have dads and we have, you know, fathers of our children, it can be hard to split the time up, especially when both of them deserve their own celebrations, right? So, for example, my dad's love language being quality time, I know that this year, unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to get them both together just because of how my husband wants to celebrate. So I scheduled a separate lunch date with him without any kiddos around, just me and him, to treat him to a nice lunch and have that time together. I don't, you know, think it always has to be on that day when we have a lot going on in different seasons of our life, but the intentional effort is what usually matters the most.
I love that. And it is the intention behind it. So coming up around 6:30, we're going to keep the conversation going with Susie Calabrese, and we're going to learn more about these personalized gestures we can show our dads to celebrate them this Father's Day. Star 99.9. Just Jenna hanging out with you today on Star 99.9. And we're chatting with Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT, inspiring us with more ways to honor dad this weekend at home. What do you have for us, Susie?
Yeah, I think understanding dad's love language is probably the best way to make Father's Day as meaningful as possible. So let's get into the idea of acts of service, because that's one we haven't talked about yet, and it can really hit home for dad. So think about those little chores that could make his day easier or more enjoyable. And I'm talking about stuff like mowing the lawn or maybe giving his car a good scrub. You know, even especially the inside. My husband, I wish I'd just get it detailed for him. I don't want to do it myself. But by taking care of these tasks, you're really showing that you've got his back in a practical way. Now, when it comes to Father's Day plans, less is always more with dads, whether it's at home or around town. My colleague who has kids in their 20s and lives along our beautiful Gold Coast here in Connecticut, they said they were kicking off the day with a beach breakfast. Doesn't that sound kind of amazing, Jenna? Like coffee and some sand under your feet?
Oh, it does. It sounds like a dream, but it could be reality right here in Connecticut.
Absolutely. I guess depending where you are, right? You know, and instead of spreading all the celebrations out, why not bring all the dads together for like one big laid back gathering? Because I know my husband especially would appreciate kicking back with family over having like a jam packed schedule throughout the whole weekend. So if your dad's a big barbecue guy, you know, you could give him a big mouth-watering meal that he can enjoy right at home by pre-ordering some of the best smoked meats around. Our friends at Hoodoo Brown Barbecue in Ridgefield always say that Father's Day is their absolute busiest day of the year. It's always an option to get the catering takeout because they really crush those takeout orders on Sundays and on Father's Day especially. And if you're looking for a more chill family moment, consider a movie night. You know, let dad pick out one of his favorite childhood movies and you can kind of all cozy up on a blanket and have some popcorn. It'll be nostalgic for him and may create some awesome memories together. My husband loves the original Space Jam, so we'll definitely be doing a movie night soon with the new one that's on Netflix at some point.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah, celebrate the day, watch their favorite movie.
And then let's not forget what's happening around town because it's the beginning of summertime. There's a lot of cool things going on, and it's a good way to kind of combine Father's Day and doing something in your neighborhood. So whether it's a cool concert or a community event or even a farmer's market, some of these local spots can be really fun for dad and the whole family too.
Oh, these are some great ideas, Susie. I'm definitely taking some of these and applying them this weekend because we got to celebrate the dads. And I'm sure our very own Kevin Begley, being a dad to two girls, I think he'd love these ideas too.
100%. Yes. And a big shout out to Kevin. A happy Father's Day to him, however he's celebrating this weekend. If you're listening, you know, happy Father's Day, Kevin.
Happy Father's Day, Kevin. And to all the dads. Thanks so much, Susie.